بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله. The past few weeks we spoke about the construction of the Kaaba Sharif in Makkah Mukarrama. Before that we spoke about Masjid al-Aqsa. And now we will speak about the events after Hijrat. Alhamdulillah, as long as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Makkah Mukarrama, then the Haram Sharif was there. The Kaaba Sharif was there. It just went through a few different constructions, but the foundation was there and the place was already made for Salah. However, now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making Hijrat and going to Medina Munawwara, so there was definitely a need to construct the Masjid. Amazingly, we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped at Quba, which is on the outskirts of Medina. Many of us have visited. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed there for 2 weeks. But in that 2 weeks, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made sure that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam built a masjid in that place. According to one narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed for 24 days. One narration says 14 days. But in this period of less than a month, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made sure he established the masjid, Masjid al-Quba, which we all, when we visit, we want to go there, we want to read salah there because of the great virtue, the reward of Umrah. And especially on a Saturday, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go on a Saturday morning walking to Masjid al-Quba and perform salah there. So all that will go there would want to go and perform some salahs there. Now, we understand a very important lesson. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mission was to establish deen. And the structure that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established for the establishment of deen is the masjid. So wherever the masjid will be established, together with the functions of the masjid being established, then inshallah we will find that deen will spread from there. So the masjid will be established first, and then the functions of the masjid must be established. The primary reason for the masjid is for the dhikr of Allah, salah. So salah, adhan must be given 5 times a day. The 5 daily salah should be performed, that should be seen too. And then the lessons of deen taking place from the masjid and the various activities from the masjid, the activities of da'wah, of reformation, of islah, of tadris, teaching of the children, teaching of the adults. So the various needs of the community are fulfilled from the masjid, then we will find that deen will flourish in that area where the masjid is. And where there is no masjid and these functions are not being found, then unfortunately we'll find that even if deen is of a good standing, that with time, then eventually deen will come out of the lives of people. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us this important lesson of establishing masjid, but also establishing the amals of the masjid and making sure that the masjid is functioning well. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam established Masjid al-Quba. When commencing the construction, let us speak about Masjid al-Quba a little. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took the first stone with his own blessed hands and used it to commence the foundation. Thereafter, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu placed the second stone, and then Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu placed the third stone. Thereafter, the other Sahaba radiallahu anhu placed stones and assisted in the construction. It's reported that during the construction, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would carry heavy stones for the building. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam participated himself. Whoever builds a masjid for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will build for him a huge palace in Jannah. Allah ta'ala give us all a share that we can build a masjid, some contribution, financial contribution or physical contribution. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself had carried heavy stones. And we find that this has been the way of our elders, that when the foundation is being laid, then they will come there, they will place a few bricks, they will make dua. So we find this in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sometimes in order to grip the stone more firmly, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would hold it against his blessed stomach. Something is very, very heavy, then you would hold it against your stomach. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would hold it like that. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't exclude himself from this work, because this was the work of deen. This was doing Allah's work, building Allah's house. So when it comes to the work of deen, there's no shyness. There's nothing to be shy about. If I have to go and knock on someone's door to talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I shouldn't feel shy about it. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen, I must be prepared to sacrifice. So when Sahaba would see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam carrying heavy stones, they would say, "Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, leave it, we will carry it." However, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would insist on carrying the stones himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran and Majid, regarding Masjid al-Quba, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, لمسجد أسس على التقوى من أول يوم أحق أن تقوم فيه فيه رجال يحبون أن يتطهروا والله يحب المطهرين. The Masjid al-Quba, which was founded on righteousness from the first day, is more worthy for you to stand in. Within it are men who love to purify themselves, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who purify themselves. When this verse was revealed, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Hazrat Uwaym ibn Sa'ida radiallahu anhu, to which type of tahara did you attract Allah ta'ala's praise in this verse? The people of the Banu Amr replied, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after using clods of earth, we also use water for istinja. This teaching of Islam, every teaching of Islam, so beautiful. Allah praise this istinja. And we find till today, the modern world, 21st century, and we find that still people are highly educated in every aspect of the world. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. But how ghafil they are. These basic things like washing yourself after using the toilet, they don't have it. So perhaps this type of taharat, using clods of sand with water, is pleasing to Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam remarked, yes, this is the practice which has attracted divine praise. You should hold firmly onto this practice. In the above verse, Allah ta'ala referred to Masjid al-Quba as the masjid whose foundation was laid on taqwa, righteousness. Majority of the scholars are of the opinion that this verse was revealed in regard to the Masjid of Quba. Some narrations mention that Masjid al-Nabawi was the first masjid, was the masjid referred to in this verse as the masjid whose foundation was laid on taqwa. Hafiz ibn Hajar rahmatullahi mentions in his Fathul Bari, which is his commentary on Bukhari Sharif, that the verse was specifically revealed in regard to Masjid al-Quba. However, Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will also enter under the purport of this verse, as its foundation was also laid on taqwa. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to appreciate, to benefit from the houses of Allah in this country, being a majority non-Muslim country. We are really favored, really, really favored, that every few kilometers and sometimes every one or few hundred meters we can find a masjid. This is Allah Ta'ala's fazl, Allah's favor. We need to appreciate it. Today is the day of Jumu'ah. We read the verse in our salah that when the adhan is given for the Jumu'ah salah, then we have to hasten towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hasten towards the masjid and leave out business. We find this is a constant problem everywhere, that people are not coming in on time. So let us make it a point inshallah today, and encourage others also, that at least when the adhan is about to go, I will try and be in the masjid. Allah ta'ala give us.